Now, Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian protester in Gaza and wounded scores of more near the so-called buffer zone. The Palestinian victim was identified as 22-year-old Muhammad Jamal Abu Halima. His death brings to 137 the total number of Palestinians killed by the regime forces in the besieged Gaza Strip since March 30th. More than 12,000 other Palestinians, including women and children, have since been wounded during a wave of anti-Israeli demonstrations.
Another anti-occupation rally along the so-called buffer zone in the Gaza Strip. These are Palestinian protesters outraged by Israel's violations, demanding the right to return to their homeland. This week, they want to express their opposition to the so-called deal of the century, a U.S. plan allegedly seeking a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians.
I'm here to free this land and to oppose the deal of the century and demand the lifting of the Israeli siege. Israel continues to kill or injure Palestinians. We are here to honor them.
These rallies show Palestinians' resolve. These people are against the deal of the century. The rallies also show that Palestinian political parties will never make concessions on national values.
Israel once again used artillery, live bullets, and tear gas against demonstrators. But Palestinians say Israel's deadly crackdown won't stop them.
I was injured on March 30th. Despite the pain I go through, I still participate in the rallies. My message is that Israelis should never think that when they injure us, we'll stop.
Organizers of the Great Return March say the rallies will continue, calling on the public to take part in future rallies. Demonstrators call on the human rights bodies and the international community to end their silence on Israel's violations of the international law. They also want an end to Israel's use of excessive force against unarmed protesters. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.